The stomach of an animal. Now, what this is talking about is they used to take out, and I'm sure people still do it today, but when they shecht a young animal, they take out the milk from its stomach and use that to curdle cheese. You put a little bit of that into cheese, and that curdled the cheese. Or they used to take a piece of the lining and put that into the cheese and curdle the cheese. Rennet. So this is talking about what happens if a non-Jew shechts his animal, and so that's an aveila. Any non-Jew that shechts an animal, that's an aveila. And they take out some of the milk in the stomach, and they put it in other milk to curdle it and make a cheese. So says the Mishnah, reizu asura, that is forbidden. The cheese would be forbidden.
But it's coming from a non-kosher animal.
Because even if the other milk is kosher. That the cheese that you're making, but just because you've put this little bit of unkosher milk in it, so it's forbidden, the cheese. Hamamid ba'or shel kaver, if they take a piece of the lining of the stomach, kashera, of a kosher animal, and they use that to make the cheese, it's kosher if there's enough, if there's 60-1 against that. So in this case, an interesting thing, you'd have to delve into the differences of halacha, but in the case of the milk, it doesn't nullify in 60-1. It's considered a mamet, it's something which is like a foundation, which creates something else. But where it's kosher, comes from a kosher animal, then the law of 60-1 kicks in, because it's just a prohibition of meat and milk now. There's no asr. Everything in and of itself independently is permitted. So this is how they would make, this is how they would make cheese. This is exactly how they make cheese. But obviously the ideal way to do it would be to use milk from a kosher animal's stomach to create cheese, because then there's no prohibition whatsoever. But here, if you do it this way, then, im yesh benos en tam, says the Mishnah, actually says it. If it gives off taste, if there's less than 60 milk versus that piece of stomach lining, harezu asura, then it is forbidden. If a kosher animal suckles from a treif animal, so the milk in its stomach is treif, then kevasa asura, you can't use that milk if you shecht it to make cheese. But treifa sheyanka min akshera, but if a treif animal suckles from a kosher animal, then kevasa muteris, you could shecht it, use the milk in its stomach to make cheese, because the milk in its stomach is from a kosher animal. Says the Mishnah, because it's collected within its stomach. In other words, it's kosher milk. It's just sitting like in a container. You would almost look at it, right? So now he brings. There's a whole two pages over here. We can't go into it now. It would be very time consuming. But lots of different Rishonim opinion on exactly what the halacha is, what you can and can't use. Because by the time the Gemara is finished with the sugya and all the different Rishonim understanding of the sugya, the halacha comes out actually very different to what we're seeing here in the Mishnah. So that would be a whole sugya to go into. If you're interested, you can go through these two pages over here to see all the different opinions and to see how the halacha actually comes out.